Sweethearts, hello from Hollywood. Have I got major buzz for you? There's going to be another Star Wars movie, and it will star... Oh, this is beyond cosmic. Are you sitting down, dear? It will star Sir Alec Guinness as Obi-Wan. Now, having been over the rainbow, as they say, for 5 years, does present some problems. But one of the elves in special effects spilled the favas. 2 years ago, you see, they took an option on Bridge Over the River Kwai. Sir Alec got an Oscar. He played Colonel Nicholson in that flick. Basically, for those of you junior to the invention of cell phones, the plot is the Japanese use POWs to build a railroad. Everything hinges on this bridge, see? Sir Alec wants to do the job right on schedule, with spit and polish and all that British stuff. William Holden, the American, wants to blow the damn thing up. Well, the effects elves have put those little white stormtrooper suits on the Japanese soldiers. They've dubbed a robe over Sir Alec that covers up his khaki shorts, and the writers have made up some reason why he has a swagger stick instead of a lightsaber. The bridge is made to look like a launch ramp for some horrible weapon. Holden's been morphed into Luke Skywalker. Anyways, it's all okay because there's a big capital explosion in the last reel. They're orgasmic over on Rodeo Drive. Hope to make the DVD bins at Costco by Christmas. Bye for now. Got to run, dears. I hear the siren call of a screening room over in Studio City.